6:46. So my next guest, State Senator Rick Jones, he is proposing new legislation, and as always, it deals with safety, especially in this case, safety with our children. By safety, I'm talking about the safety of their health. What we have is problems with alcohol and smoking, and Rick wants to address both of them. The smoking part, he's concerned about e-cigarettes, which are now becoming more and more popular with kids. He wants to make sure kids don't get a hold of these things. And with alcohol, well, there's a whole different story there. Let's find out the details. Senator, great to have you here.
Great to be here.
Yeah, the e-cigarette. Have you ever smoked a cigarette in your life yourself?
You know, never have. Of course, you know, like every high school kid, I tried one briefly, but I was not interested.
And so you yourself had no, I guess, interest in cigarettes. And what do you, well, first of all, the e-cigarettes, how popular is it really getting with children here in Michigan?
Well, it has reached a fever pitch. It is so bad that we've got kids abusing them in schools. Teachers are calling for help. The police would like to stop it. Everybody would like it banned.
What do you mean in schools, like inside the schools?
Yes, the kids will take it into the schools. It's easier to conceal than tobacco cigarettes. It doesn't have the odor.
Is it better than them smoking regular cigarettes?
Well, first off, an electronic cigarette is a nicotine delivery device. I would consider it like nicotine gum or nicotine patch. It's designed for people that already smoke to get off of tobacco. They don't want all the terrible tires and smoke in their lungs, but they do have an addiction. Well, the last thing we want is for kids to get addicted to nicotine, and that's why we want to ban it from sale.
Okay. Do you think, though? Okay, well, let me ask you this, then. How are they getting these e-cigarettes, anyway?
Well, there are unscrupulous gas stations and stores that will sell anything to anybody for profit, just like they did the K2 and Spice products.
Wait, but currently in the law, can an 11-year-old kid go and buy an e-cigarette legally?
You may not buy a cigarette, but an electronic cigarette, yes.
An e-cigarette, really?
Little children
can go buy these e-cigarettes without any issue?
And legally, they can. The good stores are saying, no, we won't do this, we won't sell it to kids, but there are stores out there that will sell anything to anybody.
Okay, now your legislation, what is it you want to really institute here?
It simply does not allow the sale to kids, the same as with cigarettes. So the store could be punished, could be fined if they're caught doing it, and we hope to stop this sort of activity.
So only for 18 years and older?
Yes. And right now we're one of the last states that has not banned it.
So, I mean, they do have, e-cigarettes that don't have nicotine in them. Are you going to be able to ban that from children?
I believe so. It would be defined as electronic cigarettes. We should be able to ban all of those products.
The governor, he vetoed your last bill. Why is that?
Well, the health groups insist that this is a terrible product, and they want it to be considered like a tobacco cigarette, taxed at that rate. And also, there are a few pubs that allow people to use these. And it doesn't put smoke into the air. It's water vapor. I don't have a problem with the owner making that decision.
So wait, how does that relate to the governor's veto?
His different health groups told him they want to make it just like a cigarette. So you can't have one in a pub. And you have to pay the higher tax.
You want to keep it away from kids, but they want to take it all the way to not allowing the e-cigarettes in bars and restaurants and so on.
And also with the higher taxes.
And are you opposed to that measure then?
I am. I'm opposed to that. You know, many of my friends have used this product to get off the tobacco cigarettes. I think that is a good thing.
So is the governor going to, because it needs to be passed by the Senate still, but is the governor going to approve this second attempt?
Well, I guess we'll see. I hope so. If not, we will probably be the last state that hasn't banned the sale to children.
Really? So, but it's still the same. Essentially, it's the same bill that he vetoed, is it not?
Yes, and I would be willing to perhaps change the language a little bit, but I don't. At this point, the FDA has not found any problem with these other than it does contain nicotine, which is addictive. So I see no reason to ban it any more than, you know, from adults, any more than you would nicotine gum or nicotine patch. It shouldn't have the higher taxes, and it shouldn't be banned if the local pub wants to let you have it.
Real quickly, Palcohol, that's another thing you're concerned about, Palcohol. Is that it? Now, what is Palcohol?
Well, powdered alcohol of any brand is what I'm seeking to ban. And there's a real worry here that young, especially college students, may make super potent drinks. Yeah. And we have to realize alcohol is a poison. I've seen a number of young people die in my police career, and they have to usually drink an entire fifth to do it. Oof. Powdered alcohol will make it easier to abuse the product. You won't know how much you're getting many times. And young people will smuggle it into the bar, and they can order a glass of water or a Coke product, put the powder in there, and drink with their buddies. So right. It's bad for the bars, too.
Okay. But, I mean, anything alcoholic, that's meant for adults, though, is it not?
Yes, but the point is the 18 and 19, 20-year-olds will get a hold of it and smuggle it into the bar so they can drink with their buddies, but then the bar will get blamed.
But the alcohol, you wouldn't be able to buy it legally unless you're 21, is that correct?
If it becomes legal in Michigan to buy, yes, you'd be 21 and older to buy.
Is it here yet, or when's it showing up?
The Liquor Commission is studying it. They have not made a decision. We in the legislature want to make that decision for them, and as many other states are doing, simply ban this product. There's no practical use for it. Yeah. You know,
it's a novelty.
Take it on a hike.
Yeah.
Take it on a hike in your backpack. Well, that's nonsense.
Well, then you have to try to hike back down, right? Buzz. That's dangerous. I don't think I'd recommend that. State Senator Rick Jones. Senator, thank you.
Have a great day.